And we have an interview here
with Shay, one of the occupiers of SCA, who's an alumni at SCA.
What's SCA?
SCA, so the SCA occupation, Sydney College of the Arts, has been going on for over a month now, which is really exciting. And it's an occupation driven by the campaign to keep Sydney College of the Arts at Callan Park and to save the school.
Okay, morning, Shay. How are you going?
Hi, I'm going well. Thank you.
Okay, so Bronte's going to ask you a few questions and we'll inform listeners about how you have been victorious recently, I believe.
Yes, yeah, we, under student pressure, the dean, Colin Rhodes, stepped down, which was one of our first demands, so it's very exciting. That's amazing headway.
It's very great. It's so exciting that one of the first demands have been met. Like, you know, with a campaign like this, you think, oh, we're going to have to wait much longer for a demand like that to be met. But for it to be met, you know, so soon into the campaign is such a tremendous achievement.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm. The student strike was announced yesterday, and that's a very exciting development in the campaign. Could you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, so it's going to be a 48-hour strike, and it's going to involve multiple actions. A picket line has been proposed to be outside of the Sydney College of the Arts, and we're going to have a roving picket of class disruptions down at main campus, and various other things, a tent embassy in the quad outside of the vice chancellor's office.
Oh, great.
With music and food and possibly an art installation. Mm. So, yeah, it's going to be a very exciting day. Lots of work ahead of us before that. But, yeah, it's very encouraging that it passed as unanimously as did at the meeting. Yeah, there was only about two votes against it at a meeting of over 100 people. So, very exciting.
Sounds good. Now, despite the fact that one scalp has gone, so to speak, I believe the university hasn't made any moves to withdraw their desire to close down the college. Will that be right?
Yeah, no, not at all. And they've put in a new person as dean who doesn't really seem to be much of an improvement over Rhodes, unfortunately.
So are they actually talking to the students who are occupying it?
Not really. Margaret Harris, who is the new dean, she hosted a few meetings on campus last week to talk to students, and a few of the occupiers went down and other students involved in the campaign and tried to gauge where her support for the campaign was, and it wasn't very encouraging. Most of the answers were sort of lukewarm, inconclusive. Mm. And it's pretty clear that she's, just another part of the machine of the university, unfortunately.
Mm. So have you any idea of what the next step's going to be and what sort of strategies do you guys have?
We have the strike coming up on October 5th, so that'll be a big thing. I think if the organization goes really well and it's successful, it could be a huge part in an ultimate win for the campaign.
Mm. But I was very excited to see that the dean resigned. I thought, yes, the young people have achieved something fantastic.
Yeah. It was a good
very
moment.
Exciting.
Yeah, it's so exciting for our first demand to be met. And I mean, you would know a bit about strikes because you've been involved in student strikes before, Shay.
Yes.
So, like, it would be quite interesting coming from, because you were, students were on strike for a month, I believe.
Both in 2012 and 2013-14 in Quebec.
So the feeling of victory has to be now followed up with more real victory on the ground in relation to the actual withdrawal of the closure of that wonderful building I keep hearing about. I think I have to go and visit it when I go to Sydney.
Come into the occupation, Lolly.
Yes, I should, shouldn't I? But, so how's the team? How are the troops, bearing up? There are a few of you who stay there most of the day or overnight, or how's it being organized?
We make sure we have a good core of people in here day and night, every day. Last night we had about 4 folks. It was a good core. Yeah, things are going well. The I think the strike vote really helped with people feeling like there was outside support for what we're doing. It can get a little bit insular in here, sort of forget the outside world. So that was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think morale's at a good level and people really keen to keep fighting.
And I think the key thing is victories like these are very rare, and especially victories that are gained by young people who actually go out and fight for their rights. Because I mean, I'm an older person, so to speak. And when I think about it, the last time I saw young people actually jump for joy in victory was like the Vietnam War days when students mobilized enormously, and there was lots and lots of mobilization since then. People have been active, but to get a victory like this that it inspires people, I think this is a key victory for you guys. And good luck. It sounds exciting.
Yeah.
You know, you've got so much community support, trade union support. Got to keep it going while the Baird government is in shambles. They're fighting at the political front, so you can run this campaign in the backyard, so to speak. But it sounds amazing. And keep the struggle up, and good luck to all of you. Bronte will be coming up to join you soon, I think.
Yes, I'll be back into it, into occupying very soon.
To have you back in, Bronte.
Yeah, I'm very excited, very anxious to get back into the campaign. So it's going to be great to be home.
It'll be good fun. Okay, thank you so much, Shay, and keep the good work up, and we shall keep up with you.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.